new famous product.
Noxima Skin Cream for a smoother skin.
And Noxima Shave Cream for a cooler shave. Presents The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Starring Lionel Barrymore, with Agnes Moorehead as Marilli and Conrad Binion as Butch. Well, it's a warm summer evening on Elm Street. The mayor, his ward Butch, his housekeeper Marilli are on the front porch, and Marilli is warming up her vocal cords for choir practice.
I've been stuck in there so long, I'm getting claustrophobic.
Well, I don't know what's happened to my voice, Mayor. It kind of sticks on me in places. Maybe on account of that bug that swallowed a while ago. He flew right down my throat. Well,
it's a mystery to me how he ever did it. It's like a Piper Cub bucking a wind tunnel.
Maybe you shouldn't go to choir practice, Marilli. If you get sick, we can't go on a vacation. Hey, maybe you just better lie down and gargle.
Oh, now there's no use in you being so thoughtful all of a sudden. I'm going to church and you're going with me to carry that basket of flowers to Reverend Dinwiddie.
Yes.
And you will sit in a pew and wait for me like a little gentleman. Not rolling your eyes or indulging in pained expressions while we're singing.
Yes,
And also refrain from rushing out every 5 minutes for a drink of water now.
Well, gee whiz, Marilla, I just can't help that.
Well, why can't you help it?
Oh, it's those songs the choir sings.
Huh?
You're always waiting by the shore or standing by the river or sailing in the harbor. And I get terrible sick.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee.
Oh, it makes me dry just to hear about it. Will anybody else like a swig of this lemonade?
Oh, I would, Mayor.
You know, speaking of lemon.
Come now, Marilli. Let's refrain from personality.
Speaking of lemons, reminds me of Miss Torrance.
Oh, why does Mrs. Torrance make you think of lemons, Marilli?
Well, because I was over there today to talk about our trip, you know, and she was making a cherry pie. And her mother, old Mrs. Blair, was removing the cherry pits, and I could feel at once there was an air of tension.
Oh, well, it might have interrupted a little squabble. The old Mrs. Blair's getting on in years.
72 months. I gave her a fishy for her birthday.
And when you get to be that age...
Fishy with polka dots for yourself.
When you get to be that age, you like to have your own way.
$1.98 at the Bonton, I remember.
Oh, but what about this morning, Marilla?
Oh, yes. Well, it was more than just a light squabble, as you termed it, Mayor. Because Mrs. Blair had been crying.
Yeah.
Didn't want me to know, of course. Wouldn't hardly lift her head.
Oh, gee, Marilli, maybe just before you came in, she was peeling some onions.
Oh, I just got through telling you, Roscoe, that she was pitting cherries.
Yeah, I know.
And it is fairly unlikely, highly unlikely indeed, that she would peel and pit in one morning.
Hey, and just think, by asking Butch if he wanted lemonade, I started this whole edifying conversation.
Well, when you mentioned lemon, a thought was straightway telegraphed in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
You see, lemon is the word I use to remember the name of Miss Troy.
Who's Miss Troy?
Well, she's an interior decorator, and she comes from Schenectady, you know.
Well, what makes you think of Miss Troy when you think of lemons, Marilli?
Because the last time I was in Schenectady, lemons were 70 cents a dozen.
Say, look.
What?
Have you any idea at all what you're talking about?
Certainly.
Hmm?
It's Miss Troy was leaving the Torrance house just as I got there.
Yeah?
And I have a pretty good idea that her visit was the cause of old Mrs. Blair crying and her daughter acting so stiff.
Hmm. You know something, Marilli?
What?
You've got an imagination with a two-way stretch.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Half past 7. Come on, Roscoe. I don't want to be late for choir practice.
Okay, Marilly, I'm coming.
We'll be home about 10, dear.
All right, Marilly. I think the house and I'll still be here.
Don't go, will you? Sorry, the door's getting around the head. It's so bumping it against my legs. I've waited for a day that since you've been gone. I don't know why.
Sweet Alice. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Come
on, jump up. Plenty of room.
You know what I admire most about you, sweet Alice? It's the wonderful fact that you're only a one-word woman. The word meow is your entire vocabulary. Yes, sir. I'm very grateful for the fact that you can talk.
Isn't it a lovely evening,
Mayor? Oh, God. Sweet Alice, is that you?
It's me, Mayor. Mrs. Blair.
Oh, I'm certainly glad to hear that. For a minute, I thought Sweet Alice had soured a beautiful friendship.
Well, I knew this was the night for Marilla's choir practice.
Yes.
So just as soon as I saw her and Bush go past our house, I came right over to talk to you in private.
Well, I'm glad you did, Mrs. Blair. Sit down, won't you?
Oh, thank you, Mayor.
How about some lemonade?
Well, it always was my favorite, Mayor.
Mine, too.
In fact, Henry and I, he was my husband, we met over a glass of pink lemonade.
Is that so? Well, here you are, Mrs. Blair.
Thank you. That was at the World's Fair in Chicago in 1893.
Wow. Oh, that's quite a few years ago.
I was only 17.
Yes.
But he was 21, and he had a beautiful mustache.
Handlebar style?
And what? It tickled dreadfully when he kissed me on top of the giant Ferris wheel. You know, my daughter would be real upset if she knew I was over here bothering you.
Ah, bothering nonsense. I'm glad to have someone to visit with.
Well, old people do get so terribly lonesome.
Oh, so people.
And ever since Henry passed away.
I understand perfectly, Mrs. Blair.
But I didn't really come over just to visit, Mayor. I came to ask you something.
Oh, well, just fire away.
Well, my daughter is having her whole house done over. Right from top to bottom.
Oh, you don't say.
Oh, I guess it's going to be real pretty.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
She's hired a Miss Troy, who's a high-priced decorator, to see that it's right up to date.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. I've heard of Miss Troy.
And my room's going to be done, too, of course.
Uh-huh.
New wallpaper, curtains and such.
Sure, sure.
New furniture, too.
Yeah?
Hmm. They're selling my old stuff secondhand. Oh, it don't amount to much. I don't set any store by it. Except one thing.
What's that?
A rocking chair. Henry and I had it when we were first married.
I see.
I guess, well, I guess I'm just a silly old woman, but I like to sit in it.
Oh, sure.
I like to sit in it and kind of remember all the good times we had when the chair was brand new. And Henry and I were young and new, too.
Sure, sure. A person can rock a lot of miles, a lot of memories into a chair like that.
It was a wedding present.
Is that
a... Mm-hmm. The men where Henry worked, they picked it out and brought it up to the house and made me sit down and try it. Then they made Henry try it with me sitting in his lap.
I'll wager you were a very pretty bride, Mrs. Blair.
Well, Henry thought so. Of course, he was terribly prejudiced.
Well, now, just what would you like me to do, Mrs. Blair?
Well, if I gave you the money, could you buy the chair and put it in your shed?
Well, I don't see why I couldn't.
And then maybe I could run over now and then and just sit in it and rock.
Mother?
Oh, Mother?
Oh, that's my daughter. I'll have to go.
Sure. Now, don't worry about a thing. We'll work it out.
Thank you, Mayor. And good night.
Good night, Mrs. Blair. Good night.
Yes, Dorothy. I'm coming.
Good night, Mrs. Blair. Good night.
July firecracker, use Noxzema. And now back to the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore. evening visit with the mayor. And now Miss Alicia Troy, quite young and very coolly efficient, looks up from her desk as the mayor is shown into her office.
How do you do, Mayor?
Miss Troy?
Yes. Will you sit down?
Thank you.
I was sorry to keep you waiting. I'm so very busy.
Oh, that's quite all right, Miss Troy. Your reception room is very comfortable. And indeed, look at it.
Traditional 18th century in line and mass, with the modern note in proportions and finishes.
Oh, you don't say.
This being my office and workroom is strictly modern and utilitarian.
That's a sort of up-to-date and stripped for action.
Exactly. No use of gadgets. Nothing to distract.
Efficiency plus.
That divan becomes a bed if I have to stay night. Telephone cabinet is a small refrigerator, etc. You see, everything has a purpose.
I suppose that doll over there on the table conceals a dictaphone.
A doll? Oh, no. No, the doll has no purpose at all, Mayor. Well, it's sort of a mascot.
Oh, really?
It was the first store-bought doll I ever owned.
Uh-huh.
My parents were rather poor. Silly to hold on to such keepsakes, but I allow myself the indulgence.
Well, I can't see anything wrong about that. What'd you call her?
Mary Ann. What did you wish to consult me about, Mayor?
About a rocking chair.
A family heirloom?
No, just a rocking chair. It belongs to old Mrs. Blair, Mrs. Torrance's mother.
Oh, yes, I know the chair you speak of. Early Grand Rapids. Rather horrible.
Oh, but not to Mrs. Blair. She's very partial to that rocker, Miss Troy. I wanted to ask you if you could redecorate her room so that her chair could stay right where it is.
You're asking the impossible, Mayor.
Why?
The chair's a monstrosity. No matter what I planned, it would stick out like a sore thumb.
Well, perhaps it would. But it'd make Mrs. Blair very happy, Miss Troy. And isn't that the purpose of rooms, to make people comfortable and at home?
The purpose of modern design.
Well, I'm not talking about modern design. I'm talking about an old lady and an old chair and some very special memories.
I'm afraid you're being reactionary.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm being even worse, Miss Troy. I'm being sentimental. Two very great sins in this modern day. But I have got a great deal of comfort and pleasure out of them.
Well, being engaged in a business that's highly competitive, I can't afford such luxuries. Very sorry, I can't do anything for you, Mayor.
Well, I'm very sorry, too, Miss Troy.
Is that all you wish to see me about?
Yeah, that's all. And please forgive me for asking the impossible. But you know something? You had me fooled for a minute.
Fooled?
Yes, fool. I had the crazy idea that anyone who kept an old doll named Mary Ann would be a pushover for an old rocking chair. Well, good day, Miss Troy. Good day. Good day. Too. Butch, I wouldn't be surprised if we had a shower before morning.
Well, it's not much cooler out here on the front porch than it is in the... Boy, did I smash that one. You know, I think I kind of draw a mosquito.
Well, I wish you'd draw a few from over my way. I also wish Marilla'd show up with a handful of punk and a pitcher of lemonade.
Oh, she chased off right after she finished the supper dishes to see old Abby Peters or somebody.
Well, she's got a better cooling system than I have.
Wow.
Sweet Alice.
Wow.
Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Wow.
Come on, Sweet Alice. Jump up on the porch swing.
Wow. Mayor.
Yeah?
Do cats sweat?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I just wondered. Whenever I lie here on the steps on a hot night, I always wonder things like that.
That's
fine. Sometimes I even wonder why I wonder. Hey, maybe I'm going nuts, huh?
Well, maybe we all are.
You think so?
Well, if you live long enough in a topsy-turvy world, you're bound to get a little topsy-turvy yourself.
Well!
Oh, you agree with me, sweet Alice.
Well!
Thank you.
Oh, don't you feel good tonight, Mayor?
Yeah, sure I feel all right. Butch, why?
Oh, did you have a hard day?
No. No, well, I had a little disappointment. I made a discovery. In this brave new world, I'm just a pre-atomic softy.
Hey, here comes Marilyn.
Yes?
Gosh, getting home this early, she and Abby Peters must have had a fight.
Mayor?
We're right here on the porch, Marilyn.
No, I didn't want to come too close until I was sure. I've just been accosted.
Where did this miracle occur?
Yes, sir, he stepped up and spoke to me bold as brass. Yes, then he pressed this quarter in my hand and walked off.
Oh, gee whiz, Marilly, why should he give you 2 bits?
Well, that's what I don't know, Roscoe. You see, I stopped for just a minute to try out my voice. I've been worried about the way it's been sticking on the high notes, you know, and I was 8 bars into brightening the corner when he spoke to me.
Oh, what'd he say?
Well, he said, "Here, my poor destitute creature, take this arm for coffee and a sandwich." Well, I tell you, just goes to show the kind of people we have walking around our streets. Anyone with eyes in his head would know I'm not the type of person who can drink coffee this late at night.
Oh, I thought you went to see old Abby Peters. What were you doing down by the corner, Marilla?
Well, Abby wasn't home, so I went to call on Miss Torrance. Had a lovely chat.
Yeah, I bet you had.
Yes, and while I was there, that Alicia Troy stopped by for a minute.
Oh, I'd say Miss Troy keeps very late business hours.
Well, she was terribly excited over something she found out, and she just had to tell Mrs. Torrance.
Oh, what'd she find out, Marilyn?
Well, she said nobody'd hardly believe it. It even had her fooled till this afternoon. But there's an old rocking chair in Mrs. Blair's room that's practically priceless.
No. I mean, is that so?
Yes, that's what Miss Troy said. And after talking to a well-known authority in her office, she suddenly recognized the rocker as a very fine old specimen of the Marianne period.
Don't say.
Yes, a very important period, according to Miss Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. What's she going to do with this old chair, Marilyn?
Well, she's going to leave it right in the bay window of old Miss Blair's room, and she's going to decorate the whole room to fit the chair.
Sure of that,
Marilyn? Yes, yes. I can remember exact words. She said, it would be the most comfortable and heartwarming room in the house.
Uh-huh.
Reactionary in line and mass, and sentimental in proportions and finishes. She said. That's what she said.
Well, now, that Miss Troy is quite heartwarming herself.
What?
Nothing. I imagine old Mrs. Blair was quite surprised.
Oh, my goodness. She was just tickled to death, maybe. Just tickled pink. Hey, isn't everyone has a genuine Marianne rocking chair, you know.
Mm.
Oh, can't get over that bug. My. It certainly is a beautiful night.
Yeah, it is a beautiful night, Marilyn.
Hey, there's going to be a new moon.
Huh?
You know what I'm going to wish?
What?
That I catch the biggest fish I ever caught on her vacation.
Oh. Well, if I was to wish, I'd ask that we have a real nice trip and maybe meet some interesting people. Assorted genders, you know.
Well, we'll have lots of time, really. We won't be back until September 7th.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's 2 whole months.
Oh, what do you wish, Mayor?
Me? Well, I don't know that I can wish for a doggone thing. It's a wonderful night. It's a wonderful old world. It's full of wonderful people.
Hello.
Oh, that's right, sweet Alice. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Mm.
This whole wonderful world is the cat's whisker.
For a brief 8 weeks. So here to say goodbye for a while is the mayor himself, Mr. Barrymore.
Well, friends, I might as well admit it. Butch and Marilly and I are really looking forward to this vacation. Does everybody good to get away for a while, but we'll be back again first Saturday in September, and we hope you'll be here to welcome us. So until September the 7th, many thanks for your loyalty, both to us and to our sponsor, the makers of Nazima. And that reminds me, don't forget to slip a jar of Noxzema in your bag when you're getting ready to go away.
And be sure to be with us September the 7th, same time, same station, for the mayor of the town. Ladies and gentlemen, this program is honored to receive a special award from the Los Angeles Alumni Chapter of Phi Beta Fraternity, a national honorary of music and dramatic arts. Here is Miss Isabel Dreismer, the president, to present it.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. We, the members of Phi Beta, strive to promote the best in music and drama and have voted the mayor of the town the best dramatic broadcast of this year. To Mr. Barrymore, to Miss Moorhead, whom we Phi Betas are proud to have as an associate member, to Conrad Binion, all the members of the cast throughout the season, the writers, the orchestra, and the producer, Mr. Knowles Enderton, I present the Phi Beta Radio Drama Award for 1946.
Charles Caswell, music by Bernard Cass. Mr. Barrymore appears to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Easy to Wed, starring Van Johnson, Esther Williams, Lucille Ball, and Keenan Wynn. Now, this is Ken Peters wishing you all a very pleasant good night for two famous products.
Noxzema skin cream for a smoother skin.
Noxzema shave cream for a cooler shave.